Well, happy good morning to you. Welcome, church family. Let's all stand together, if you would, please. Find your songbook to page 137. We'll sing together, Joy to the World. The Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Page 137 on the first and last stanza. Let's sing it together.
Joy to the world.
Good morning to you. Welcome to the services here at First Baptist Church. Let's have a word of prayer together, and we will be seated. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for the wonderful joy to be with your people today, and then for many of our friends who are here for the first time, thank you for bringing them. Thank you for the joy, the opportunity to be together. I pray you'd bless every part of the service is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Forgive us, guys up on the light, need a little bit of opportunity to recognize our guest today. I want to thank you so very much for being here. And we have a special gift for every guest that's with us this morning. Of course, we have a brochure that tells you a little bit about First Baptist Church. There's an ink pen that's yours to keep. And then we have a free DVD gift we want you to have that I think will be a help for you in this Christmas season. I hope you'll take a few minutes sometime throughout your Christmas season to take time to put this in the DVD machine and watch this. It's a DVD that my wife and I prepared for you in light of the season. We're delighted to have every guest. Inside that packet is also a guest registration form. First Baptist Church was started 125 years ago. And we've had many guests come through this property and this facility and our services throughout the year. We've tried to keep an accurate guest book of those who've come. We'd like to add you to that guest book by your presence today. If you are a guest or you have a friend that you've invited to come today, you're welcome to stand with your friend. But let's have all of our guests stand so we'll know. We want to get one of these packets to every household. Please stand if you would, please. If you're a guest today or you came with a friend and your friend came with you, we want you to stand with them all throughout the building. If you're a first-time guest, we want to get this gift to you, and we're very thankful that you have come. We appreciate that. I want you not to be seated until you receive the packet and the DVD. We certainly want you to have that. We're going to need some extra ones right down here, looks like. And with truck drivers, we're delighted each of you are here. Thank you so very much for coming today. It's an honor that you would stop by on this beautiful day in Northwest Indiana. How about that? I love the snow. I'm looking forward to seeing that as it saw it come down and started to come down, and I'm certainly grateful for that. Please remain standing. Ushers are working hard to make sure we get to every single one of our guests. If you have not been greeted, I want to make sure you have some over here to my left. I want to appreciate all the ushers, Brother Tony Merced filling in for Brother Mike this week. We appreciate that very, very much. Please remain standing until you receive that. Very good. There's a few more right here. Thank you. You may be seated once you've received that. That'll be wonderful. In just a moment, you'll have the opportunity to watch a great program entitled The Story of Light. It's produced in part through First Baptist Church, obviously First Baptist Church of Hammond, and also with Brother Dan Wolf at Causeway Media. God has used him in a sweet way to write and to plan this particular program. And I believe you'll find it to be a great edifying event for you throughout from beginning to end. I'd like to encourage you, if you would, please, if you have a cell phone, would you turn it off? That would help us not to be distracting to other people. If at all possible, if you could remain seated through the program, that would keep and reduce distractions for us. If you'd please remain seated where you are. If you do have to leave, please, when you come back in, let the ushers help you find a seat in the back so you're not distracting to the others who are still trying to enjoy the program. That would be very helpful as well. Thank you for being with us today. We're very glad and looking forward to a wonderful time together with you on this wonderful morning. Let's pray together again and ask the Lord's blessings upon the program. Our Father, thank you so much for your goodness to us. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus Christ, the light of the world. Thank you that he is the story of the Christmas season. He is the reason for the season. I pray that you would please work in our hearts as we watch the program, as we hear the songs, as we absorb the truth. I pray that, Spirit of God, would you work in our lives and help us today. We're delighted that you're our God, and we're excited about the opportunity of being able to serve you and to rejoice on this Christmas season with the story of light. In Jesus' name, amen.
Welcome to the Story of Light. The Gospel of John states in chapter 1, verses 6 through 9, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light, that was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. In a place filled with bright lights and dangling price tags, it's not always easy to know what you're looking for. But if you find yourself in a dark place, don't despair. Rest assured in the fact that Jesus wasn't just a baby. He was a Savior. He is the light of the world.
Divided the sea from the land, before the Creator breathed life into man, he spoke the words that would shatter the night. This is the story of light. The sun and the moon and the stars took their place, as if God was giving creation a taste of what was to come on that Bethlehem night. This is the story of light. This is the story of light. Light of the world, hope of the ages, God sent his Son to the darkness to save us, burning our hearts like never before, until we shine with the light.
Shine with love. Hey, Virgil. Virgil.
Yes, boss, what is it?
Hey, where is the SpongeBob decorations?
It's right over there.
It can't be over there. That's our best seller this time of year. It needs to be up front. Why would you put it back there?
Well, you see, boss, I've got everything reorganized alphabetically.
Alpha what?
Alphabetically, you know, A through Z.
No, you mean alphabetically.
That's what I said, alphabetically. All right, look, boss. Okay, it starts over here. We got A, Alvin Chipmunk.
Uh-huh.
B, Bulls, Chicago Bulls. C, Charlie Brown. D, Duck Dynasty. Elf, Frosty the Snowman, The Grinch, Holiday Tree, Icicle, Jar Jar Binks, Kitty Car Classics, and one of my favorites, The Lollipop Guild. I love that part of Wizard of Oz. You know those little munchkins out there? We represent the Lollipop Guild, the Lollipop Guild, the Lollipop Guild. And in the name of the Lollipop Guild, we wish to welcome you to Munchkin Land. Okay, anyway.
Please, SpongeBob, okay. Please.
Okay, we got Myron and Cactus, cool guys. Nutcracker, Obi-Wan Kenobi, Patrick, and Quasimodo, Rubber Ducky, and ta-da, SpongeBob.
Supposed to be at the front of the store.
Okay,
bestseller, gets the people in the store, helps them to come see and buy more. Come on, get it up here. All right.
Whatever you say, boss, you're the man. No, Foss, I like it when you're in a good mood like this. Just happy and singing away.
'Tis the season.
Christmas, the time we celebrate the birth of Christ.
No, 'tis the season for crazed women who feel they have to out-decorate their neighbors. They drag their husbands into our store, and he'll buy them as much as they want as long as they can get back to football. 'Tis the season for making money, my friend. Cha-ching.
Well, I guess that's one way to look at it. Hey, boss, you ever think about how many songs are written about Christmas?
No.
You know, just the other day I was reading about this particular Christmas song and the history of why it was written.
Really?
Yeah. You want to know which one?
No.
Guess.
Really?
Really.
All right. I saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus.
No.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
No.
Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Bless her heart. No, not that one.
Baby, it's cold outside.
No, okay, just stop guessing. I'm going to go ahead and tell you. Okay, back in 1865, there was this pastor from America, and he was visiting Israel. Okay, and on Christmas Eve night, he rode on a horse from Jerusalem to Bethlehem. And as he was riding that journey, he remembered back years ago when Mary and Joseph were on that same road on the way to see the birth of Christ. And years later, as he was looking back on that magical moment, he sat down and he wrote these words. Yet in the dark street shineth the everlasting lights, the hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight.
Yeah. newborn King. Let our voices sing Him our praises. Hail, hail to the guiding light that brought us tonight to our Savior.
Aside your fear and be thankful.
Hail, hail to the newborn King. Let our voices sing Him our praises.
Hail, hail to the guiding light that brought us tonight to our Savior.
Welcome to the Store of Lights. Where's that thing I was supposed to read from the boss? There it is. I hope you have a happy, environmentally conscious, faith-neutral, socially responsible holiday season. Is there anything I can do to help you? Let me know.
Actually, we do need some help.
Oh, good. What can I do for you?
We're looking for a manger scene.
Manger scene? Coming right up. They're right over in this section. Oh, excuse me. Over here. Yeah. Right. Oh, where'd they go? Hey, boss.
What?
Hey, can you come here a minute? I can't find something.
What are you? Oh, hi. How you doing?
Hey.
What do you need? This gentleman here needs a manger scene.
I thought you had everything filed alphabetically.
Boss, that's alphabetically. Anyway, this gentleman needs a manger scene.
Well,
I can't find it.
Yeah, well, we don't sell manger scenes.
We don't?
No.
What? You don't sell manger scenes, or you're just out of stock?
No, we never stock them. There's just not enough demand.
Oh, I thought this was a Christmas decoration store.
Yeah, boss, I thought this was a Christmas decoration store.
Is there an echo in here? Yes, it's a Christmas decoration store, but no, we don't sell manger scenes. I mean, it's just not very popular.
Well, we just want a manger scene.
I'm sorry, but you know, Jesus isn't popular anymore.
Oh well, thanks.
Hey, listen, if you want a manger scene, maybe try Craigslist, eBay, antique store.
Okay, thanks anyway.
All right. Okay. Hey, I don't know what the big deal is about Jesus and a manger scene. I mean,
well, boss, maybe it's because the manger is where Christmas all started.
Oh, it's just a bunch of nostalgia.
Thank you. The very first words in the Bible are, "In the beginning, God." The Bible is all about new beginnings. For us, for the whole world, Christmas began in that crude, dusty little manger, when the light of the world came as a baby to bring hope to all mankind. Trite as it may sound, Christmas really is more than just Black Fridays and overdrawn Mondays. It's hope, freedom, truth, love, and grace, all wrapped up and given to us in swaddling clothes.
Grandpa. Hi, Uncle Virgil.
Rachel, good to see you. Hey, I want you to meet my boss over here. Hey, boss.
Yeah.
Hey, this is my niece, Rachel. This is my boss, Mr. Mahoney. Best boss in the world.
Oh, thank you. Nice to meet you, Rachel. Excited about Christmas and getting lots of presents, huh?
Yes, sir. But I'm also very excited about going to Grandma and Grandpa's house for Christmas.
Oh, Christmas, yeah. A lot of presents there.
We have a great time at Grandma and Grandpa's.
My favorite part is when Grandpa reads the Christmas story to us.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. The Christmas... It's... 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. I love that classic story, yeah. That's great.
Boss, she's talking about the Christmas story, like in Luke chapter 2. And then we're in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, an angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. That story.
Oh, that one. Well, whatever. Hey, Virgil, do you see... Notice something strange?
Oh, yeah, we got lots of customers. Little customers. They look like a bunch of little munchkins. We represent the lollipop guild.
Enough. Listen, get out there. You need to watch them. I watch for shoplifting. I don't like having more than two teenagers in the store at the same time.
Boss, relax. These are good kids. They're not going to cause any problems. They're like these little innocent little girls. These little innocent little boys here. These innocent little teeth marks on my finger. Excuse me just a minute.
Unbelievable.
Okay, we're good.
Everything okay?
We're good.
That's good. That's great. Now buy something, will you? Come on.
Hey, so Rachel, how's the solo going for your Christmas program coming up?
Oh, I'm a bit nervous about it.
Oh, Rachel, don't be nervous. Hey, I tell you what, I got my guitar here. You want to practice right now?
Sure thing.
I'm not doing anything else. Hey, boss, I'm taking my break now.
Taking your break? We got a bunch of customers.
Can you watch the store for me? Thanks. Well, I love my boss. He's such an understanding guy. Okay, let's see. You ready?
Yes, sir. Flesh, love came.
Yes, dear. Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. Uh-huh. Right. Okay. All right, honey. Yes. Yes, dear. Okay. All right. Yes, dear. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yes, dear. Yes, dear. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I understand completely.
Hey, boss, are you going to apologize to your wife for not kissing her goodbye this morning?
Well, of course I am. Hey, how did you...
I'll take care of it. If you need marriage counseling, my pastor...
Give me that.
I'm sorry, dear. Some crazy maniac just stormed into the store and took my phone out of my hand. Yeah. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Uh-huh. Okay. Yes. Yes. Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, okay. All right. All right. Bye-bye. Okay. Bye-bye. No, bye-bye. All right, sweetums. All right. Love you. Oh. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I can't believe it.
What's going on?
It's the worst. It's the worst thing.
Oh.
My brother and sister-in-law, Sam and Rose.
Oh, did someone die?
No, it's worse than that.
Worse than that?
No, they're coming to visit us over the holidays.
Oh, that's good then.
Oh, no, that's bad. They're like a tornado wrapped in a hurricane. It's really bad.
Oh, those relatives. Hey. Hey, can I have a seat, please? Well, you better give up on Christmas this year.
Having a chance with relatives here.
Sam and Rose are coming to town.
They're bringing their kids to add to my fun.
They're staying 10 days.
I thought it was one.
Sam and Rose are coming to town. Only one way to say you're Noel.
Give them my house and take a hotel.
Sam and Rose are coming to town. Sam and Rose are coming to town. Okay, seriously, boss. They're not that bad, are they?
Oh, no, they're not. They're not that bad. I just like to play around with them, you know. But they just make me uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable?
Yeah. When they come, all they want to do is go to church, and they want to go Christmas caroling. They want to serve food at the mission to the homeless. They want to go visit shut-ins. It's so depressing.
Well, boss, it sounds like they're just trying to bring joy to other people.
But why do they have to bring me along to do that?
Well, boss, it seems to me they're just celebrating Christmas by being like Christ.
Yeah, but I'm not like Christ. I don't know what being like Christ is. I don't know Christ. I'm not a Christian.
Well, boss, maybe it's time you did something about that.
Maybe it is time, but not right now. Later. Maybe later.
A lowly babe born in a maze. Why would the Lord come to this world at all? A humble man walked the streets of Galilee. Why would the Son of God dwell with humanity? Save his people from their sin. His nail-scarred hands will heal the wounds within. Just one cry from this poor lost sinful man. Move the heart of God. crooked cross is where my Savior died. Why would the King of Kings there be lifted high? A hollow tomb is what they laid him in, and yet for me.
Light has a way of scaring off darkness, doesn't it? You could almost say that light rubs darkness the wrong way. John 1:5 says, "And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." Only this light came as a baby, lived a perfect life, died on the cross for our sins, and rose again the third day with the promise that he would come again. Titus chapter 2, verses 11 and 13. "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ."
Thank you.
All right. I give up. I give up. I give up.
Hang on. Virgil to the rescue. Where'd he go? Where'd he go?
Virgil, what are you doing?
I thought you were being robbed.
No, I'm praying, thank you.
You were praying?
Yeah, I was praying.
Well, why were you praying, boss?
I don't know. I've been running from God all my life. And what you've been saying about getting to know Jesus, I don't know him. I don't know how to start, but I want to.
Well, he wants you to get to know him, but he also wants to get to know you through salvation.
How do you do that? Can you explain it to me?
Well, when my pastor explained it to me, it made perfect sense. He explained it like this.
The very first words of the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And that earth was without form and void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the voice of the waters, and the Lord God said, let there be light. And there was light. The Bible says that God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was void or empty. It was without form. It didn't really have purpose. And darkness covered the face of the deep. That's exactly how a human being is, like someone without Jesus Christ. Without Christ, without the light of the world, Jesus Christ, men and women are in darkness. They are without purpose and empty on the inside. That's exactly how I was one night when someone asked me, John, do you know for sure if you died today you'd go to heaven? Or do you have some doubt about that? I had a lot of doubt. Oh, I knew about Christmas, and I knew about church, and I knew about Jesus. I knew him, but he did not know me. I knew that if I would have died that moment, I would have gone to a place called hell, separated forever from God. Well, everyone without Jesus has a need for light. Well, you can't get that light from NIPSCO or GE, or a light bulb. You have to get it the same way that the earth got it on that day of creation. You have to get it from the Word of God. The Lord God said, let there be light. The way I could help you and the way that someone helped me one day is they took the Bible and showed me from the Bible how I could know for sure when I died I'd go to heaven. Here's what the Bible says. There are four basic points that you and I must understand from God's Word. Number one, we must understand that we're under condemnation. And probably the most popular verse of the Bible is John chapter 3. And verse number 16, most of us have heard this sometime in our life. The Bible says this, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. The word perish means to die, but have everlasting life. The next verse says, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Jesus might be saved. He says, this is the condemnation that is coming, that light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. The first thing God wants a human being to understand in order to have eternal life is, number one, they're under condemnation. The wages of sin is death, and all have sinned. You must understand, I'm a sinner and I'm in trouble with the God who's not a sinner. God will not accept you and I in our own righteousness. We must have the light of Jesus to cover us. Number two, if we had to pay for our own sin, we'd have to go to hell to do it. Because the Bible says the wages of sin is death. Because if you have to pay for sin's penalty, you'll have to perish. Now, in the Bible, there are two deaths. One is a physical death. That separates the body and the soul and separates you from your loved ones. Most of us have had people in our lives who have died. Since the moment they died, their body and their soul have separated, and they have been separated from you. That's a physical death, and the Bible says it's appointed that every man wants to die. Everyone's going to have that happen to them. But the second death is one that you can avoid, that God wants you to avoid. God is not willing that any would perish. That means to be separated from God forever in the lake of fire. In Revelation chapter 20, verse 14, the Bible says, "And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire." This is the second death. Oh, everybody's going to have one death, but you don't have to have the second death. But if you and I pay for our own sin, that's what happens. We experience the eternal second death, separated from a God who loved us and who gave His only begotten Son so we could have eternal life. Friend, God loves you. And He did all that was needed to be done so that you could have eternal life with Him forever. The Bible tells us the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God's eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. God purchased the gift. The gift is everlasting life with God because of what Jesus did when He came as a little infant. As He was raised to the age of 33 years old and then tortured and murdered by Roman crucifixion and put into a borrowed tomb and came back to life 3 days later. He who did no sin. See, the difference between Jesus and us is you're a sinner, I'm a sinner, He never sinned. He, the innocent, died for us, the guilty, and purchased eternal life. For you and for me. But we must accept that gift. A gift has to be two things. Number one, it has to be free. You can't earn it. Number two, it has to be exchanged. Have you accepted the gift of eternal life? If you accept a tangible gift, you'll have to do it with your hands. But to accept eternal life, you must do it with your heart. The Bible says, for with the heart, a man or woman believes that only Jesus can save them and His righteousness will cover them. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Asking God to save you. Several years ago, as I told you, someone asked me, John, do you know for sure if you died you'd go to heaven? I did not. I did not know the answer to that question. But they took the Bible, God's Word, and they showed me from the Word of God, not from a catechism book, not from a religious document, not from a church, or not from baptistry waters, and not trying to get me to reform myself. But they took the Bible and shared with me, John, do you realize you're a sinner and your sin's against God? Do you believe that sinners deserve to go to hell, and that includes you? I understood that. I didn't like it, but I knew it was true. They asked me, John, do you believe that only Jesus, by dying and was buried and rose again, could pay for your sin? And would you like to accept the gift of eternal life? And that night, I got on my knees beside my bed, and I asked Jesus Christ to forgive my sin, to come into my heart, and make me His child. That night, I was saved. I was born again. Say, Pastor, what's the big deal about being born again? The reason it's so important to have a time and a place when you exchange God's gift of eternal life and born into His family is because God says there are two deaths. There's a physical death and a spiritual death. And that's why you must have a second birth. All of us have a physical birth. We're all here. We were born physically. But have you had that miracle of a moment when you have personally accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior? If you have not, you need that. By believing and receiving Jesus Christ, you can be born again. You can be saved. That's what God wants for you. That's what God wants for me. Because if you're only born once, you're destined to die twice. Physically separated from your body and your loved ones, and eternally separated from a God who loves you in the lake of fire. But if you're born twice, you only die once. How about you, friend? Is your heart and is your life dark? Is your life maybe without form and void? Is it the truth that maybe you need the light of the Lord Jesus Christ? Not to bring condemnation to you, but to bring to you eternal life. If that's the case, I pray that you would do as I did and humble yourself before a God who loves you and admit that you're a sinner. You deserve the lake of fire. And only God, through His Son Jesus Christ, can give you eternal life, and accept Jesus as your personal Savior.
You know, it makes a lot of sense explained that way. So what's next? What do I do now?
Well, Mr. Mahoney, why don't you just finish that prayer that you started a while ago?
Dear Jesus, please forgive me of my sin. Come into my heart. I pray you'll take me to heaven when I die. I accept you not just as a babe in a manger, but as my Savior, the one who lived and died for me and for my sin. Thank you for bringing light into this cold, dark soul of mine. Amen.
Amen.
I can believe it.
Thank you very much. Could I have your attention just for a moment? This presentation is not just for entertainment. It's a stimulus to ask you the question, have you truly seen the light? Do you know for sure if you were to die today, you'd go to heaven? If you're not sure about that, that's the decision of the hour. That's the biggest decision you'll make this Christmas and for all eternity, is do you have everlasting light? Has the Lord Jesus Christ redeemed your sin and your soul? Has he paid for your sin? Would you mind bowing your head and closing your eyes for a moment, please? Our service is coming to a conclusion, and you've listened very well, and I thank you so much. But I want to ask a question that I think is very heavenly and eternal in nature. Do you know for sure if you died today, you'd go to heaven? Do you know that Jesus, through his birth, death, resurrection, is your eternal security? Do you know for sure if you died, you'd go to heaven? How many say, Pastor, by God's grace, I do know that. Would you lift your hand? God bless you. May put your hands down. I'm glad for you, and I'm glad I could raise my hand, because one day someone took the Bible and showed me how I could be saved. Is there anyone here today, and I'm sure there are, that you would say, Pastor, I'm not sure. I am not sure if I were to die the day I'd go to heaven. I'm very concerned about it, but I'm not sure. With every head bowed and every eye closed, would you raise your hand right now and say, Pastor, please pray for me. Put it up, would you, right now? Hold it up and say, Pastor, pray for me. I'm not sure if I died the day I'd go to heaven. Would you hold your hand high in the air right now? Let me identify where you're seated. God bless you and God bless you. Anyone else? In the balcony, hold your hand high. Let me see it. Anybody like that? Say, Pastor, pray for me. God bless you in the back. I see you. Are there others? I'm not sure if I died the day I'd go to heaven. Please pray for me, Pastor. Anybody else like that? I see you in the balcony. God bless you. And I see you. Thank you. Are there others? If you say, Pastor, I'm not sure if I were to die, I'd go to heaven. but I'm concerned about it. Would you let someone take the Bible and show you how to be saved? That's the most important decision you can make, is to let someone take the Bible and show you from the Scriptures how you can have everlasting life. You can be just like Mr. Mahoney. He was empty. Ran a light store, but didn't know the light of the Lord Jesus Christ until the end of the program. I want to make sure that you know that. If you're here and you say, Pastor, I'm not sure if I died to go to heaven, I want to encourage you to come. In just a moment, we're all going to stand. There's a few folks who need to follow the Lord in baptism, and maybe some other folks need to just come and pray for a need they have, or a heartache they're facing, or a person they're asking the Lord to help and heal. But maybe you should step out from where you are and come and let someone take the Bible and show you how to be saved. You can be saved in your seat. Just like Mr. Mahoney in our program was saved on a bench, you can be saved in your seat if you understand, I'm a sinner. I deserve the lake of fire. Only Jesus can save me, and I believe in Him. Then why don't you tell Him that? Even where you're seated, dear Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I know I deserve to go to hell. But I believe that Jesus died for me. And I want Him to be my Savior. I accept your gift of eternal life. If you say that to the Lord, and you mean that in your heart, God saves you. But won't you come and let us help you with that wonderful decision and rejoice with you? Let's stand together, can we please? While the instruments play, if God has dealt in your heart and soul winners, you may want to be very sensitive around you, but if you'd like to come, our assistant pastors need to come to the front. If there's a need you have, or maybe you're here today and you're not sure if you were to die, you'd go to heaven, please don't wait. You come. Find one of these men and say, I want someone to show me how to be saved. If you need to be baptized, you can come. We'll do that this morning. If you have another need you want to take to the Lord, that'd be just fine. You can do that as the instruments play. As God deals in your heart, you come. If you're in the balcony, let me encourage you to come on down. There's someone waiting for you at the base of the step. Come on down each side. Christians, you be prayerful. God would work in the hearts. Be sensitive to those that may be around you. Some are coming and they want to be saved. Should you come? They're coming right now from the balcony. You come, please. From the main floor, if you're here, you're not sure if you were to die, you'd go to heaven. Don't go away without Jesus. Don't go away without Him. Make sure you know for sure that you have everlasting life. It's not a time to talk, friends. Not a time to talk. It's a time to be sensitive. Say, Pastor, I'm not sure if I died, I'd go to heaven. Please come. Let someone help you with that. Some are coming, want to help you as well. Know the story of light can be your own personal testimony. Good. Some are still coming. Christians, you be prayerful. Don't be antsy. Don't be bored. Be prayerful. Anyone else say, Pastor, I'm not sure if I die today, I'd go to heaven. Please come. Got a man coming for baptism right now. Some are coming to hear the gospel of Jesus. A few places to sit down, so folks can be sit down and hear the gospel of Christ. Amen. If you're glad that sinners are hearing the gospel, would you say amen? Would you pray that God would work in their hearts? If you're not sure if you were to die, you'd go to heaven. You've raised your hand. We're praying for you, but we can't help you by just praying. We can help you by letting a Christian take the Word of God and show you from the Bible how you can know for sure you have eternal life. Do you need to come? The invitation is still open for a few moments. Few more folks still coming, so let's pause just for a moment. Let's pray God would help their hearts and help them understand the gospel. Let's pray together. Father, thank you so much for the privilege to be a part of this special church family. Thank you for the work, the time, the effort that's been given by all parties involved. Thank you, Lord. Please work in the hearts of those who are hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Some are in their seats listening to someone explain that in the back of the auditorium or in the balcony. Some are right down here front hearing about Jesus. Help them to understand the gospel of Christ and respond. Bless, I pray, and work in every heart. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.